Yellow cedar trees grow from the top of California all the way to Alaska. And according to a recent study, the southeast part of the state could be the hardest hit with yellow cedar decline. That's due to the planet heating up. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has been petitioned to put yellow cedar on the endangered species list. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Elizabeth Jenkins has more.
Wayne Price is working on a 12-foot-tall totem pole in a studio in Haines. He uses a tool called an adze to shape an eagle and wolf design. He's about 6 months into the project, which includes carving not one, but two totems.
All of it's made out of yellow cedar.
When it's finished, it will make up a new sign for the local veterans housing complex. Price has been carving for about 45 years. He says what makes yellow cedar a good material is that it's resistant to rot. Traditionally, Alaska Native people use the bark from yellow cedar to weave blankets and clan hats. They use the trees to carve paddles and canoes. Price says there's a Tlingit creation story that highlights its importance.
That the killer whale was made out of red cedar and it floated too high. And it was made out of spruce and it didn't last very long. But when it was carved out of yellow cedar, that it floated right and was given life and was the creation of the killer whales.
Price buys most of his yellow cedar from a small mill in Hoonah. But in the past decade, while out on the water, he's noticed more dead standing trees. And he's not alone.
Essentially, yellow cedar's freezing to death.
That's Brian Buma, an assistant professor of forest ecosystems at the University of Alaska Southeast. Buma recently released a paper on how much yellow cedar could decline across its entire range. His team pinpointed actual yellow cedar trees from California to Prince William Sound. And with current climate projections, Bumo's able to capture a glimpse of what that future could look like for yellow cedar.
So it's suggesting major changes. We don't think it's going to go extinct in 50 or 60 years, but it is going to look like a very different forest in large parts of Southeast.
He says so far, we've lost about 7% of the range of yellow cedar. That number might sound small, but it's actually about 1 million acres of trees. In the next half century or so, we could lose another 8%. Buma says yellow cedar is particularly vulnerable in the spring. In a normal year, a blanket of snow is there to insulate the roots.
Climate change is taking away that blanket. So when the temperature goes to 33 on average, say, during the winter, we don't get snow, we get rain. And if we do get a cold snap, the soil gets very, very cold, and that kills yellow cedar.
He says scientists started to notice the decline of yellow cedar back in the 1980s. Now it's one of the best documented cases of a tree species affected by the planet heating up.
This is a bowl of warm water with a strip of cedar bark.
Ricky Tagaban has been weaving in the Chilkat tradition for about 7 years. He's preparing to spin yellow cedar and merino wool into warp, a stiff thread he'll use to weave commissioned items, or one of his commercial pieces, iPhone bags, pendants, and long woven earrings.
When I became a full-time weaver, it was really crucial for me to learn how to make my own warp. Because before, I'd have to save up a lot of money to buy enough materials just to start a project.
Friends who weave baskets sometimes give him yellow cedar scraps. He's also gone out a couple of times to collect it himself. Tagaban says he is worried about the die-off of yellow cedar, but he doesn't think government officials should be in charge of its management.
Like, the point of colonization is outside groups coming in and controlling resources.
He says for thousands of years, indigenous people collected yellow cedar sustainably.
If you compare the way of life that came out of that 10,000 years of stewardship with the changes that have happened just in the last 200 years, it's insane the difference, you know? So the words like management is not stewardship.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service was petitioned to put yellow cedar on the endangered species list in 2014, but it still has a ways to go before a decision is made. A Fish and Wildlife spokesperson says there's a backlog due to federal funding issues. Tagaban hopes to still be weaving in the next 50 years, and he hopes there's enough yellow cedar for future generations to weave too. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins in Juneau.